D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5, The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen. Pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, Teron Davenport, who is fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. Hi, TD. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you. Oh, well, that's very loud. That's me hearing myself. Anyway, you were in the Titans locker room today as players addressed reporters for the last time this season. What was the general theme from the players about what lies ahead?
I mean, there's a degree of optimism. They're glad that this year is over with. They're looking at it as a learning lesson. And they just want somebody to come in and be the leader that the organization needs. So I think it was relief. There was also, like I said, optimism about spinning forward to the future.
Teron, it's been reported that the Titans have requested head coaching interviews with four candidates thus far: Vance Joseph, Lou Anarumo, Steve Spagnuolo, and Matt Nagy. And again, there is a limit to which coaches can be made available for interviews based on the playoffs and such. But just your general thoughts on the first four candidates reportedly to be interviewed for this job.
Yeah, I really like the Vance Joseph one. I think he's a guy that in Denver, I mean, they are doing crazy things on defense. So that's pretty cool to see. And I think we also look at, just the way everything has been, just from a leadership perspective. He's a guy that was well respected when he was the head coach there. So that'll be a good one for the Titans. Matt Nagy obviously has the ties to Mike Borgonzi, and also the common thread of having worked with Patrick Mahomes. You know, and that's a guy that a lot of people stylistically compare Cam Ward to, so you got to like that as well.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, is with us. And Teron, on the Nagy front, last week we learned that Mike Borgonzi will be leading the coaching search. And this is something we are going to discuss later in the program, but since you're with us now, I would love your opinion. Now that we know that Borgonzi is leading the coaching search, should we move certain candidates, such as Nagy, Steve Spagnuolo mentioned as well, even someone like Mike Kafka, for example, should we move those candidates with ties to Borgonzi up the list since he's leading the coaching search?
I think you should. Proceed at Matt Nagy as opposed to a head coach. So it's going to really depend on a candidate-by-candidate basis, you know. I don't know for sure that Spagnuolo becomes more of, because we don't know the relationship that Mike Borgonzi has with them. Okay, they could have been in the same building, obviously, but you don't know what that degree of relationship is. So that is something to consider. So I don't know for sure whether you boost up Matt Nagy or Spagnuolo, to be honest with you, but they're ones that I would keep an eye on.
Now, TD, what do you think the Titans are going to do moving forward with some of these guys? I know there may be a high turnover, but with guys like Calvin Ridley, the Legarius Sneed, guys that are either have a few more years left on their deal or one, guys like Chig Okonkwo, who's entering free agency, what do you think they do with those guys?
Number that they have with Chig that they're not going to go over. But when you look at Ridley and you look at Sneed, I think it's very unlikely that those guys are back, to be honest with you. And it's just a couple of situations where, you know, things just kind of ran their course. Obviously, Sneed hit the experience here has been, you know, much less successful than Ridley's. You know, Ridley he saw a productive season, you know, but those guys will probably not be back. But when you look at guys like Jihad Ward, I mean, he's someone you have to bring back. Arden Key, I thought, was interesting in the locker room. You know, he said that, you know, he believes that they want him back and he wants to be back. And he talked about working in the community and then also buying a house here. But then he also said, well, I'm going to be on a different team. And so a little bit later in that presser. So who knows what's going to happen there also.
Now, how do you think they approach the offense, more in particular the wide receiver room? Because, listen, those rookies came in and they were asked to play more than I think they probably thought they were going to play. It was good. They developed. But what do you think the Titans think about that receiver room? Do you think they go early in the draft, or do they believe in enough in Ellick that he can come back in the second year where they don't have to use a first-round pick on a top-flight receiver?
Well, I think you got to look at factors of free agency, Alec Pierce, Romeo Doubs, even Wandale Robinson. You got to look at that. But then you also got to look at where who's available when they draft. It looks like, you know, all the top receivers will be available, you know, Jordan Tyson, Carnell Tate, et cetera. But I think when you look at the Carnell Tate versus the second or third-rated pass rusher, like, that's something else you got to look at. Like, how does he compare value-wise to Arvell Reese? How does he – how does he compare value-wise to Reuben Bain, who really is – I believe Bain has kind of acquitted himself, you know, in this playoff format because he's been a dominant player. And I know the short arms, whatever, whatever, but, I mean – short arms are one thing, but if you can get your hands on the other guy first, that's a different story. So we'll see. But to answer your question, I think they're going to add somebody that will come in and lead. I think they're going to add a veteran. And then you also got to remember Bryce Oliver is still a guy that you know, is a restricted free agent, if I'm not mistaken. And I wouldn't be opposed to bringing back Van Jefferson if I was them as well. Just I'm talking about on a supportive role, not as the guy.
Teron Davenport is with us. Teron, you had a couple of really good nuggets from the locker room. I want to ask you about J.C. Latham and your conversation with him about his process coming back from the hip injury, which really set him back early in the season, and he was playing catch-up for a while. He's such a critical player long-term. What did you find out about how that affected his entire season?
Yeah, well, it was something that lingered, and it was something that he just played through, and he said that he probably should have taken a little bit longer to come back, but he felt guilty. You know, if he was able to play at any stretch, he felt that he owed it to his guys to do that and not be selfish and focus on himself to not play and take time to recover. So I thought that was interesting. But, you know, the thing with him and the thing with Peter Skoronski and even Lloyd Cushenberry, those guys want to run the football. And even Cam Ward said it. So I thought, you know, out of that conversation, that was the best part, was just how much they are focused on continuity as far as the run game is concerned.
So, Teron, another thing that I thought was noteworthy was Jeffrey Simmons telling the media that Tavondre Sweat is going to come down and work with him in the offseason, and it's not an option. That, to me, is a big, big thing. Like, they need Tavondre Sweat to come back. If you look at Sweat and Latham before the season, I think those were two of the prospects that on a team that desperately needs prospects with a high ceiling that didn't take a big step for a number of reasons, right? Injuries being first and foremost early on that kind of set them behind. But this could be a huge offseason for Sweat. I think it's a good move, and hopefully Jeffrey Simmons can bring out the best in him.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that. I talked to Sweat on Thursday. And we just kind of sat at his locker and just had a conversation. And he told me how much more personal this offseason is for him. He said that he was going to work with Jeff. And I was like, man, you told me that last year. And he was like, no, this year it's happening. So that's something to consider. And he did say he's going to work on the weight. He said he's going to work on the weight change. And then in addition to that, he's going to work on just getting his body right. So these are all things that, you know, Jeffrey Simmons is the perfect guy to work with for that because we saw what he did. And the thing that's really good with all this is the results show. So when I took it to Jeff and I said to him, you know, how critical is it for you to take on that role of making other players better, a la Tavondre Sweat? And he said that, you know, the thing is, it's not an option. He's working with me. And that's when that comment came out. And I think that's really good. And Jeff talked about the diet stuff that he did. And he talked about, you know, the body overhaul that he did. And that's something that, man, if Sweat could do that, that's going to be something. And just another nugget on Tavondre Sweat. You know, I talked to him at the Senior Bowl years ago when he was coming out. And one of the things he told me, because I kept asking him, like, why don't you use the bull rush more? And he said he doesn't because he gets bored with it. And I'm like, that's a great move and it's almost unstoppable. And he said, well, you know, he's worked since then. He's worked since then to be able to develop other pass rush moves. And that's what he's looking to do so that he could counter it. So that's something else. You're just seeing an expansion, well, a desire to expand his game.
I want to ask you about your thoughts on what the best match for Cam Ward is, regardless of the head coach, whether the head coach is a defensive-minded person that's the best leader or even a guy that wasn't a coordinator, right? We know that sometimes the best head coaches don't necessarily have to have been a coordinator, but they still have to answer what is the best match for Cam Ward. Do you think philosophically Mike Borgonzi sees the offense they have been running as the right fit for him? Or do you think maybe somebody with a little more of a creative mind could run something different and get more out of him?
I think what he sees, that he saw them run the latter part. Talking about from the Jaguars, the first Jaguars game on is what he would believe and what most people would believe is the right thing. Have an established, effective run game and play off of that. And when you have the run game like that, you could play action and take those shots down the field and do those things that Cam Ward likes to do, throw those crossers and the daggers and those different things off of play action. So that's the ideal situation. That's why, honestly, I really like Arthur Smith as a candidate. I know that's not a name that a lot of people, are going to throw a party about, but I think he could come in and he could work that offense similar to the way that they did with Ryan Tannehill, and then they'll just have to get their A.J. Brown a la Jeremy Bernard in the second round from Alabama, but, you know, get their type of player that's a rugged play-action, yards after catch guy, and I think they'll be all right.
Teron Davenport has been our guest on D-Mace. Vingan and Donick, he joins us every Monday, and he is fueled by Parman Energy. Visit ParmanEnergy.com, your one-stop petroleum solution. TD, great stuff as always. We'll catch up next week.
All right, appreciate it, man. You guys take it easy. Yep.
You too, TD.